No one loves paying taxes, but it is the law. Well, you know that. You're a federal worker. Now, this hot summer-like weather means teenagers all over the country will be flocking to summer jobs in malls, movie theaters, lawns, beach resorts, whatever the case might be, serving you French fries. Well, registered employee benefit consultant Ed Zerndorfer is here with some tax tips for those kids and your kids, if you have them. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Amy.
All right, so nice to have you on. What are some of the tax pitfalls? It seems like people overlook the fact that even just because they're kids, they still have to file, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And actually, before I talk about children, I like to talk about adults, federal employees. This is a reminder that if you have to pay estimated taxes to the federal government and your state, the next installment, the second installment, is due this coming Wednesday, June 15th. So that's for people, that's for individuals who have to pay estimated taxes. That's for the adults. Now we can talk about the children. If your son or daughter is lucky enough to get a job this summer, the job market's still a little bit tight, but if they were fortunate enough to get a job, your high schooler or college age child, they have to think about taxes, because when you work, yes, you do have to pay taxes. And I sort of have here a checklist for summer workers. And the first thing on my checklist for your son or daughter to check out is to determine if they're going to be an employee or an independent contractor, because there is a difference. When you're an employee, the employer normally withholds federal and state taxes and Social Security and Medicare Part A. That's if you're an employee. If you're an independent contractor, your employer gives you a check for the gross amount and doesn't withhold taxes. You are still responsible for paying any taxes on your income. Income is income, and taxes have to be withheld if you're subject to taxes, which brings me to the next point, that if you don't earn that much, you will not have to pay federal and state taxes, but you do have to pay Social Security and Medicare Part A. Regarding taxes, in terms of federal taxes, if your son or daughter is not expected to earn more than $5,800 this summer, or in the course of 2011, then they're not going to be subject to federal taxes, because they are entitled to what is called a standard deduction equal to their earned income. The standard deduction is the lower of their earned income, or $5,800. That being said, if they earn less than that during the course of the year, even though they can't claim themselves as dependent, normally the parent claims the child as a dependent, the child will not be subject to federal taxes. And in most cases, if you earn that little amount of money, you're not even subject to state income taxes. So what I suggest is that before the child starts working, and normally the employer will provide the following documents, a W-4 for federal withholding purposes and the equivalent state withholding certificate, that the child check with the parents, and the parents, if need be, check with their professional tax advisor to determine how much the child should claim in withholding.
So whose responsibility is this? Is it the parents, the employer, the child? Who has to step up?
In terms of how much to claim and withholding?
Yes.
The employer only has one obligation, to notify the child that they will have taxes, federal taxes withheld. The employer has to withhold Social Security and Medicare Part A if the child is an employee. That they have to do. That the child is not responsible for asking that to be done. That must be done. But in terms of federal taxes and state withholding taxes, it is strictly up to the child to determine if they want to have federal and state taxes withheld. And obviously, most children are not aware of that, and they're going to ask their parent what to do. And if their parent doesn't know what to do, they should check with their professional tax advisor or go to the IRS website, because the IRS has some good publications on withholding.
We're speaking with Ed Zerndorfer, registered employee benefit consultant. And I wanted to ask you a different angle on summer employment, because at the top of this section I mentioned, you know, the beach resorts and so forth. And while most of the employers of teenagers down there are legitimate, there are a few shady operators, and sometimes they withhold, you know, housing costs if the kids are staying down there, or they don't withhold taxes and so forth. And I know of one in particular case that told the kids, and don't have your parents call the IRS either on me, or you'll be in trouble, this kind of thing. How can you be on the lookout for that kind of thing? And if you think that someone is being an unscrupulous employer, do you call the IRS?
Well, this might call some ruffle some feathers here. I mean, you don't want the child to lose the job. Obviously, not every employer is going to stick by the rules here, and the employer may feel, well, I'm not really obligated to withhold taxes, when in reality they are. So what I suggest is, as a compromise, the employer gives the child a check, and then the child should file their own tax. When they file their taxes, just consider themselves to be self-employed and pay the taxes themselves. It may be a little more tax, but this way, at least they'll get credit for the amount of time that they're working. When I say get credit, I'm talking about for Social Security purposes. They pay the full amount of Social Security tax, and this way, they earn some credits while they're working. This happens quite often. Many employers, in fact, do not feel the need to withhold taxes. They just pay their employees a straight salary. And give you an example, many camps, several times, just do not withhold federal and state taxes. They may withhold Social Security taxes, but if, in case they do not, the child is always entitled to file as a self-employed person. They can call themselves a counselor, self-employed counselor, if you will, as working at a summer camp, and then this way they can pay the taxes, and this way it doesn't ruffle any feathers.
And any restaurants still do cash payroll anymore?
I can't say that every one of them pays the regular way. I mean, obviously there's going to be some that are going to fall through the cracks here that they're still paying cash. But again, in terms of if the worker feels, well, this way they come out ahead because no taxes are withheld, in the very, very end, they're not going to come out ahead because,
sure,
again, the more you pay into the system, the more you ultimately see. I'm talking mainly about Social Security.
Yep.
One other thing that's on my checklist here for summer workers, it's never too early to start saving for your retirement. And what I'm talking about here is that if a child has earned income, they're earning a wage, the employer's withholding taxes, or they're self-employed, they are entitled to put money into some type of IRA, a Roth IRA or a traditional IRA. With a traditional IRA, they get a tax deduction. With a Roth IRA, they get no upfront tax deduction, but in the end, when they pull this money out years down the road, we're talking about tax-free income. And many people have found out that they started saving for retirement too late in their career. You have to start saving for retirement the day you start working, and that includes working in the summer.